What now? Part 1 of 2. Remember when White Cloud said that the worse things got, the closer we were to the end? White Cloud, it will get more topsy-turvy, as we have said. It is the means to the end of the darkness upon your planet. Is that not something to be joyous about? So the more topsy-turvy it all becomes, and the more you get to hear what drives you mad, is this truth? Is this not truth? What is truth? The more this becomes complex, the closer you are to the end of these dark days. And when the end of these dark days comes, it will be as if the clouds move away and the sun shines through. The sun shines through because of a wave of love that sweeps over the planet. The Federation of Light describes what happens then. Federation of Light. Blossom, no one, on or off the planet, will miss out, for it is a universal event in which everything shall be affected. It is much bigger than you can imagine. This flip, square brackets, the wave of love, shall bring such joy as there shall be massive upliftment in consciousness. In a sense, it shall be like being reborn, for all and everything around you will have undergone the same transition. Yes, we cannot begin to explain the enormity of this, square brackets, wave of love. It is imperative for earthly strategies to be in place, along with certain planetary slash star alignments, in order for everything to come together in this divine plan. In order for the end of the darkness and the beginning of the light world to flow into position. As you can imagine, Blossom, the complexity of this plan is far from a walk in the park. Did you hear that? In order for the end of the darkness and the beginning of the light world to flow into position? So, would you say it's reasonable of me to speculate that the wave of love, as the Federation of Light called it, marks the end of darkness on Earth? Darkly inclined individuals, whether free or imprisoned, young or old, will not be able to survive it. Everyone else will shine with the light. Bain Saduno explains, for those who cannot bear the vibrations, it will be a fire, which will either consume them or will cause them to pass through great suffering. This will prepare them to awaken and receive love. Everything old and impure will burn in it. After man passes through this divine fire, the kingdom of God, square brackets ascension, will come to earth. I say, when the fire of love comes, some people will become luminous, but others will burn, will pass through repentance. This wave of fire will soon pass over the world and purify it. No one here needs to fear such a fate, but Satanists should. I've already said that if I were in charge, I'd position the wave of love to occur after the 10 days of darkness. That almost sounds like a no-brainer to me. I've been in the position we are now before. At Xenia Retreat Center, I watched parts of Frazzle drip and the floor dropped out of my world. How are we human? How are we sapien? How could anyone do such things? That may be how it is for many people after the 10 days of broadcast. I meditated the next morning to see if I could get at the Vasana brackets core issue that had been triggered. Instead, I was led in my imagination to the very bottom of my heart, the seat of my soul, where I found the self, Christ, Atman, call it what you wish. It was in a small room at the end of all tunnels, a cul-de-sac. Its light was muted, the Divine Mother later told me, to keep me in my job. I'll read footnote 6. Steve, the experience at Xenia, Mother, was that truncated? Divine Mother, slightly, yes. Steve, I have the thought it was. The light I saw should have been brighter than 1,000 suns. The fact that it wasn't suggests to me that the experience was truncated. Divine Mother, it was not as brilliant as possible, let us put it that way. Steve, all right, and again, the reason is to keep me in sync with my readers? Divine Mother, to keep you in sync with your readers, but let me be very clear. If you had seen the light as it actually is, yes, 1,000,000,000,000,000 suns, you would have simply departed. We don't mean die, but you would have departed the life that you have designed, yes, with us, for yourself, for the service you are providing. You would have departed and simply said, I do not need to do this. I will just simply sit in the bliss of love and good luck, everybody. But I was allowed to experience its innocence and purity, and that lifted me out of my dismay, depression, slump. It had to be that bad. So I know both how bad it can get, as well as what the rescue will be. This wave of love is the rescue mechanism. It's the rod that winnows the wheat, separating it from the chaff, to use biblical images. It does so by lifting the light-hearted above the reach of the dark. It comes to the ones who have planted their handful of corn in the field, rather than those who ate it or kept it in a drawer. The crop is ready for harvest, but there are few laborers in the field. That's us light workers. Now is that time being referred to. Concluded in part 2 below.